God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilton on this edition of The Encouraging Word. The Encouraging Word. Today we continue in a powerful message from Dr. Wilton called The Roaring Lion. It is important for us to realize that there really is a devil. He is real and he is pursuing, robbing you and me of our joy, of our purpose. But we have a way to combat him. We can push back against the roaring lion. And today we'll head to both Genesis and 1 Peter to gain some of the scriptural insight on how we can have victory in our life over the enemy. We also want you to know that we're here to pray with you and pray you through those combative situations anytime, 24 hours a day, 866-899-WORD. We'll connect with one of us, happy to talk, listen, and pray. That's 866-899-9673. Now today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
All across America today, people are saying, come on. Let's go out in the field and play together. What's wrong with a little fun? Just take one sip. Get serious. What's wrong with alcohol? Just come on. Just know when to say when. You know, just get a designated driver. Come on, you can't be serious. I mean, get real, you know. Come on over. Let's go out into the field together. All across America today, we see devious minds. A devious mind is a very subtle thing, because a devious mind is a mind that is couched. It's a masquerading mind. God gave him over. Happened immediately. There's nothing wrong with these vegetables. There was nothing wrong with that, but God was not willing to accept Cain's offering because it was not what God required. And all across America today, in this wonderful nation in which we live, there are parents. Listen up, folks. Listen to me. There are parents all across America that are saying to their sons and daughters, it's okay. You'll grow up. Just get over it. Don't worry about it. Sure, man, go and have fun while you're young. Lion will get him. The lion will get him. So what happened to him? What did sin do to Cain, folks? It caused him to have a devious mind. But number two, it caused him to become deadly in his actions. Not only to become devious in his mind, but to become deadly in his actions. What happened after that is horrific. He killed his own brother. When sin takes reign, death is the consequence. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Do you know that the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 18 that the tongue has the power to speak life and or death? In fact, in Proverbs 18, the writer tells us that what is in your heart is going to come out as life or death. Can't tell you the number of people that I meet who say to me, Pastor, if I could just roll the clock back. This man became deadly in his actions. It was a severe consequence. In his case, in Cain's case, he went out and killed his brother. Can you imagine that? Where does sin end? Well, come with us into the prisons, folks, and look into the faces of a lot of these people. Out in the streets and the highways and the byways of life, what did sin do to Cain? It caused him to become devious in his mind. It caused him to become deadly in his actions. But number three, it caused him to become deceitful in his honesty. God came to him and said to him, Cain, where is your brother? And he immediately began to lie to God. Now, folks, just think about that. He began to lie to God. Let me tell you what happens when you make your vegetables your religion. False religion always breeds a person who will lie in the face of God himself. When Satan gets a hold of a person's heart, a sure casualty is going to be that relationship with God. I don't care what God says, but just in case, I will lie my way even in his face. The Bible says that Satan is the father of lies. Parents, listen to your sons and daughters. Check out their honesty. Leave no stone unturned. Never settle for what you don't know. Make it your business. Make it your business to know where they are, what they're doing, who they're hanging around with. Make it your business. Be relentless. Don't run a popularity contest with your children. It never works. Don't try and buy your children's affection. Bible tells us these were boys. This was at the beginning, folks. These guys were just starting. And one wouldn't listen to God. Sin took over his life. And it caused him to become devious in his mind and to become deadly in his action and to become deceitful in his honesty. But there was a fourth consequence that was too hard to even talk about. It caused him to become disconnected in his relationships. Beginning right here at verse 7, two things happened to Cain, folks. Number one, he became disconnected with his fellow man. Can I just share with you today, my friends? Have you ever asked a question whether someone you know and love is trying to hide from God? Can I tell you how to know? Just check their relationship with their fellow man. And in particular, with their family, number one. And with fellow Christians, number two. So parents, here it is. If you've got a teenager in your house and your son or daughter is angry, hostile, quiet, deceitful, hiding, not wanting to talk, absolutely not wanting to go and be involved, has no or little conversation, and gravitates away from the church instead of toward it. All right, so let's use an acid test. In this church, your kids have got an opportunity to be involved from Crossfire Wednesday nights, Merge on Tuesday nights, Sunday school, worship services, mission trips, ski trips, Kentucky missions, Mirror Image Choir Tour, Camp Voyager, you name it. How'd your kid do this year? What did they do? Can't do everything, How much interest was there on the part of your son or daughter in anything that involved their fellow man? You got it. The lions out there. What did sin do? Sin caused him to become disconnected with his fellow man, but ultimately sin caused him to become disconnected from his faithful God. Folks, I'm going to show you the most horrendous verse in all of Scripture. You want to see it? Just look at verse 16. I don't want anybody to leave. Just look at verse 16. If that doesn't make you weep. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence. Lord Jesus, please don't let that happen to our kids. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence. The lion got him.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word. Please don't go away. He'll be back in just a moment to complete today's message on the roaring lion. But we interrupt because Dr. Wilton wants you to know that this is not just a presentation. It's the opportunity for a conversation. If you meet us at our website, tewonline.org, that's tewonline.org, you'll find a myriad of resources. Just yesterday, we were talking about a powerful book that Dr. Wilton's written called See You at the Finish Line. I've given it to hundreds of students. Our church has given it to thousands of students, and it might be just the gift for you to give to a student graduating high school or college that needs a little rooting in the power of God's Word and how God's Word can help you plan for the finish. Again, the book is called See You at the Finish Line. You'll discover it on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Now back to today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilton.
He became disconnected. He was disconnected from his only means of forgiveness. And he was disconnected from his only means of peace. He was disconnected from his only means of peace. You walk away from God, you have no other way to be forgiven. That's what happens when the lion gets you. You have no other way to have peace. So here's what you can do. If you've heard nothing today, parents, grandparents, moms, dads, so you might say to me today, well, Pastor, just give me something to do. Three things. Number one, be sober. It's what Peter says, be sober. You know, we usually associate that somehow with alcohol. Well, that's quite okay. Be sober. People ask me all the time why I am so anti-alcohol. Let me tell you why, folks. Because I've seen what it does. That's why. I know what it does. You want me to lift the moratorium in this church? Guarantee scores of people come and join us tomorrow. Let's just back off the alcohol. Do you know there are people all over the city who will not join this church because we take a stand against alcohol? So if someone would like to make a motion, pastor, back off, give license, say it's okay. It's okay for our kids to grow up. It's okay for them to drink. It's okay. Just doesn't matter. You know where they're getting it from? You. That little word, be sober, it's not being used in relation to being drunk. What God is saying here is make sure that you've got the right mind intact. Just think clearly. Parents, moms, dads, young people, think clearly. Listen to what God's saying. Say, what can I do? It's not a matter of just opening your eyes. Have the mind of Christ. Some of you might look at me today and say, pastor, you know, I'm really praying for my husband. I'm praying for my wife, for my son, my daughter. God's word says, get the right thinking in place. Stop for crying in a bucket. Stop trying to tell God and listen to Him. Some of you folks need to wake up. You are selling your kids to the lion. We're in a serious situation, folks. I pray for our school teachers. You know why I pray for our school teachers? Not because of the kids, but because of the parents. We've cultivated a generation in America where not even our teachers can dare stand up and say, hey, listen to me, because, hey, listen to me's mommy and daddy are going to come and get all over teacher for being too harsh on puffykins. Right? Can we just be honest with each other, folks? What's going on? Be sober. I'm telling you, it's tough stuff. This is not a popularity contest. Listen, this man's life was at stake. He had a devious mind. He was deadly in his actions, deceitful in his honesty before God, and became disconnected with his family and with God. One of the first things that happened when people want nothing to do with God, they immediately become divorced from their own families. They will run and hide. Be sober. Number two, be alert. That's what Peter says, be alert. Be alert. Whew. That little word there means, like when I kissed the pig. Listen, we started out in the preschool. You have never heard a creature squawk and scream like that pig did down there. It was deafening, folks. You couldn't hear. I said to myself, this pig is going to do me serious damage. My wife took one look at that face, said, I will never kiss you again, big boy. I mean, my whole life was in jeopardy, folks. I was alert when I looked that thing in the eye. I looked him in the eye and said, I'm about to kiss you. And the pig said, I can't wait. That little word there means be alert. Parents, open your eyes. That old devil is running circles around your kids. Keep them close to you. People say to me all the time, should I insist my kids should be in church? Yes. Yes. Don't give them an option when they're living under your roof. Because you know when you bring them, you know, let me tell you, you get your kid involved in one or two things, even when they don't. Watch what God does. And even then, it's tough growing up in this world. Number one, be sober. Number two, be alert. Number three, be decisive. Verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 1, be decisive. Stand firm. Be decisive in your decision to accept Jesus Christ. And be decisive in your decision to stand for Christ. Be decisive. It's time for some of you to make a decision to give your hearts to Jesus. I want to invite you today to be decisive. I'm going to invite everyone today, all of you, anyone here today, anyone within the sound of my voice, be decisive. I present to you Jesus. I invite you to give your life to Christ. Because when you give your heart to Jesus Christ and He comes into your heart and life, Jesus Christ does for you and for me what you and I find so hard to do for ourselves, folks. Let me tell you something. It is hard enough bringing up children in today's world, let alone having to do it on our own. But when Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord, Jesus gives you wisdom and He gives you grace and long-suffering. He lets you go back time and time again. He helps you to reach out that hand and to pick up these people we love so much. He teaches you the meaning of grace. He shows you it can be done. There are parents and people all across America today who are give out, worn out. I know you are. I know there are mamas with broken hearts. There are people who are saying, I don't know if I can do it again. I don't know whether I can keep going. You can do it when Jesus Christ is in your heart. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's your fortification. He's your strength. He's your high tower. He's your rock. Where would we be without Jesus? How many times do we not let God down, folks? I don't know where I would be. I have messed up so many times. I don't know what I would have done without a mom and dad who never gave up on me. The times that I would, in my hostility and anger as a teenager, folks, you're looking at a teenager who fought with everything at my disposal. I was a downright disgrace. I was one of those preacher's kids that today in my adulthood, I can't even imagine how my beloved father stood in that pulpit on some Sunday mornings after the absolute junk I had put him through. Coming in late at night, being out in boxing events and doing all kinds of things out on the streets and causing grief to my parents, talking to them in such a rude and an arrogant way. And yet those times without number that I'd come creeping in the early hours of the morning while my mother and father were tossing and turning in their beds, wondering where their son was. And I'd hear a drone coming out of that bedroom and my mom and dad would be on their knees. And as I'd go past that bedroom, I'd hear mom and dad calling out the name of this son who stands before you today. Don't give up, moms and dads. Be strong. Be sober. Be alert. Be decisive. God can take the biggest pile of rubbish you've ever seen in your life. What the devil intends for evil, God will turn into good.
Such powerful truth. No matter what the devil intends for evil, God can turn it into good. Perhaps you're in the middle of a situation right now. You might even call it a mess. But God's going to use it to create a message for you to encourage others. We stand ready to pray you through the mess. We are all broken people. We all have hurts, habits, and hang-ups that we need God's help in. So if you'd like to have someone to pray with you and for you, won't you pick up the phone and give us a call right now? The number's 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And 24 hours a day, it'll connect you with one of us happy to talk and listen and pray and connect you with resources that'll help you grow in your faith. But the very first connection starts with a decision that you need to make. Now, you've listened to Dr. Wilton as he's been teaching and preaching from the pulpit. As he steps into the studio, open your heart now to what he wants to share next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you. And I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey.
Welcome to the family of God. I'm convinced that some of you just prayed along with Dr. Wilton, or perhaps you're in your heart right now going, God, I've got to give it to you. It's time. It's time to rededicate your life. It's time to give your life to Christ. And we would love to walk with you in those decisions. If you'll call us at 866-899-WORD, we'd love to pray for you. Again, the number is 866-899-9673. And we also have wonderful resources. If you just gave your life to Christ, or if you're ready to rededicate your life to Christ, we want to put these resources in your hands that Dr. Wilton has set aside just for you. They're absolutely free. If you've rededicated your life to Christ, or you're giving your life to Jesus today, once you make that call right now, 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. Or you can meet us online as well on our website, tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org.
Have you joined the Encouraging Words email community? As a member of our email community, you will receive exclusive teaching letters from Dr. Wilton and information about his newest messages. You will also receive periodic updates on how the Encouraging Word is working to share God's truth with a searching world. You can even sign up to receive the daily Encouraging Word directly to your inbox. Subscribe today by visiting our website at tewonline.org/email. That's tewonline.org/email. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. Thank you for listening today.
Our time's gone for today, but oh, tomorrow a powerful message from Dr. Wilton about spiritual adoption. We'll be in the book of Romans studying together. I pray you'll make an appointment to join us, or perhaps even invite a friend as we study God's encouraging word together. Between now and then, we'd love to stay connected with you on our website, tewonline.org. That wonderful resource about loneliness, how to be alone but not lonely, is available right now, again, on our website, tewonline.org.